So how do you feel right now? I mean, you left Ubisoft a couple of years ago, and you had a couple of games on the iPhone and the iOS, and now you're on the Nintendo 3DS and the Wii U, so...
Yeah, and actually, I read an interview of Cliff Bleszinski, the guy from Gears of War, yesterday, and he kind of annoys me most of the time, but I agreed with everything he said in this article, and at one point he says, I feel really good in my life, and I almost start to worry if I will ever be able to make something, to feel miserable enough to make something compelling again. And I was like, yeah, that's completely right. Like, I feel good. I am very, very happy with what we do at the Game Bakers and the fact that I have complete creative freedom. And we are, I wouldn't say that I still gain as much money as I had in Ubisoft. So we're still very tight in terms of pure financial survival. But we are working, everyone is being paid, and we can start the next project. So it's clearly not like we are in the top of the pack of the indies right now, and I think we are very happy to be there.
Was there any doubt along the lines over the past, you know, couple of years, like after you left and you first started Squids, that maybe you didn't make the right decision, or was it ever like really tight?
Yeah, it was very, very tight financially at the end of Combo Crew. But I don't think that I ever really regretted to start Game Bakers and quit Ubisoft. I've always been very happy to do that, to have done that. Maybe there is this one time in the year when all my friends from Ubisoft or other companies are going to E3 showing their AAA games, and they look like rock stars, and I'm there, and I make smartphone games, and they're like, ah. But except this week, all the other weeks of the year, I'm the happy guy, and they are pissed off because they have a lot of pressure from 10 people in the management. So, right now it's really the direction that I wanted for the Game Bakers.
How well do you think Squids is going to translate to the 3DS and the Wii U?
So far, it's my favorite version. Like the 3DS and Wii U, and maybe the Wii U version even more, is my favorite because it's polished than none other version so far. Like, it's got all our polish over the different versions, Squids Wild West, all the updates, and now the Nintendo version. And also, it has the gamepad controls on 3DS and Wii U. You can play either fully with the touch controls with the stylus on the gamepad or the 3DS bottom screen, or you can play with the circle pad and the sticks and the cross pad and the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it adds a lot to the experience. Like, you can choose your play style, but you have a bit more control, especially with the scouts characters,
mm-hmm.
the ones that you can dash. You can throw them, and you can change their orientation when they are moving.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically throw your squid, turn him, and use your dash, and you can turn around obstacles or make combos, follow an enemy that you bumped into once. So you can really add action skill to the basic gameplay of Squids with the pad controls. So, yeah, I really like both versions, and the one on the Wii U, the simple fact that you can choose between playing full screen on the TV, in your couch, like a console game from the 90s, with a great graphics on a TV, or take everything on your gamepad and play with the full experience on the gamepad, and which is a great screen, by the way. Like, the size and the resolution is perfect size and look and feel for Squids, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna I shouldn't say that. I'm going to buy you just for this game.
How do you think people that haven't played the game yet are going to respond to it on the 3DS and the Wii U?
Well, I have no idea how they're going to respond, but I really hope that they will like it, because for me, it's really a game that is that could be not a Nintendo game, but fits completely the Nintendo spirit. It's colorful. It's not violent, but there is a mix of action and strategy. It's deep enough to be entertaining for many hours, and it's using the features of the console. Not that I thought about that when we created that. We thought about the iPhone, but now that we're using both the touch and the pad controls, and on the 3DS we added the 3D, and the fact that there were layers already in our game worked very well with the 3D and 3DS. So I think, yeah, players on Nintendo who liked games like Fire Emblem or even more action Nintendo games, they will really feel like it's a game for their systems.
For someone like myself, who's played, you know, every Squids game and downloaded every update, why should I try the 3DS and Wii U versions?
Well, there are the new content, obviously. So we have a new chapter that is at the end of the game, so we're going to have to replay the first two games for sure. But you have a new chapter with everything that comes with the chapter, a new map, a new squid, new helmets, a new bit of story coming with that. And you also have something that we did especially for these fans, these players who already played the game. We added the pro mode that was in Squid's Wild West, enabled you to replay the missions, but they were different, with a different setup and other enemies.
Uh-huh.
So we added that for Squid's one campaign. So if you finish the game once, you can replay the game in a way more difficult setting for all the missions. So you have 35 missions from the first Squid that are done in the new pro mode, plus the 8 from the last chapter. So that's 40 new missions, actually.
Wow. Are there any plans for any future DLC for the Wii U and the 3DS?
That really depends on the success of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really love to be able to put some effort and budget into making more missions and more content on Nintendo, yeah, for sure.
All right, is there anything else that you want to say about the release of the games?
Well, probably we'll share very soon with players a guidebook. So it's a really simple compilation of screenshots of maps that we made with information, with where is the hidden star, where are the enemies, is there a helmet or an item in this chest. So that's for players who want to complete everything and unlock all stars and so on. And we'll probably release some other arts that we have. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to releasing the game on console. It's like my kid's dream to release a game on a Nintendo console. So I'm gonna be the first buyer of the official version.